Hare Krishna. We have come again together to this place because now we are going into the last stretch of our time here in Tiruchirappalli, and it is will be very helpful for us if we can be together and give each other support by making our concentration a little bit more focused. In Harinam Chintamani is a very important part about attentive chanting, which is very telling. There Haridas Thakur expresses his inability to overcome distraction on his own. He says, simply by one's own endeavor, it is impossible to overcome distraction. Maybe during your time here, you have tried to again and again bring your mind back to the chanting of the holy name, and maybe at times you have seen that with a sense of frustration, that why is my mind always going from the holy name? Why is it not staying? The reason is very simple. We are Bahyamukha Jivas. We are living entities who have turned away from Krishna. That means our mind has turned away from Krishna. And when we chant and we wish to be together with Krishna in the form of his divine sound, incarnation, the Naam, yeah, at that time it is it shows that we have turned away from Krishna. We cannot so easily, you know, just by sitting and giving our best, we can't so easily overcome the mind distraction. So Haridas Thakur says, simply by one's own endeavors, even if you make a yoga endeavor, a very big endeavor, it's not possible to overcome the restless and distracted mind. No one can do this. But he says there's hope. He says this victory over the mind is indeed possible, but by your mercy alone. You who sit in the heart, Krishna, you have to adjust my mind so that it stays with the chanting of the holy name. For the last stretch or the last leg of our day here in Tiruchirappalli, I want to request you to think deeply about the conclusion of Haridas Thakur. He says, only by your mercy, and therefore I must beg for your mercy so that I can overcome the mind and to be focused. And he has given us a very nice prayer which appears in Harinam Chintamani, a prayer which tells us how to pray to the holy name. And I thought we would read it a little bit, and we would, how do you say, pray like this. For this, I want to introduce to you a technique which Shiva Goswami gives. It is, he says, when there is a reading of a text, we should follow this text like the calf who follows the mother in the hope to drink the milk from the udder of the mother cow. So in the same way, I request your mind to become like a calf and listen to this prayer in the hope that some milk, some juice, some nourishment will come. For that you must follow each word very carefully. Here is his prayer. It's a short prayer, and afterwards we will chant, and I request you, or request is too strong, but I recommend that you, let us stay together. I believe if Jai Gopal gets the mercy, because I'm next to Jai Gopal, I might get the mercy also of Rupa Goswami and of Krishna. So let us stay compact together and then really give it our best. It's like the end of the marathon, huh? So we need some special sprint. It's one last sprint we want to do together. So here's the prayer for you. O Lord, be merciful and appear on my tongue in your holy name. Dance there constantly, O Lord. I fall at your lotus feet and I beg you. You may keep me in this world, or if you wish, you can take me to your abode, as you please. But whatever is your plan with me, I request you and beg you, please feed me with the nectar of the holy names. I am the most lowly, whereas you are committed to the upliftment of the low. This is our eternal relationship. It's going on right now. I'm the most lowest person. I'm not so able to conquer my mind. But you are the savior of the low people. So this is our eternal relationship. I beg you, shower me with the nectar of the holy name. You must know the holy name is always a divine gift. It is not something which we can control by our efforts, by our different techniques and methods. Ultimately, it's up to Krishna to reveal himself or to remain hidden from our view. So, I really request you that we all take our hands. I will recite to you the translation or the meaning, the artha of the Hare Krishna mantra, which is really like a prayer. We will do the last stretch now. We will our chanting is a service, a devotional service to Radha and Krishna. And if we can do our chanting in this mood, there is a great chance that the Lord will take pity on us. He will be merciful towards us and bless us. Because after all, this is the land of blessing, and there is a promise which once Srimati Radharani extracted from Krishna. You know, when Krishna had been long separated from her, Krishna said, Radha, ask any blessing from me which you wish to have. And Radha then said, my dear Lord, please make it that all those who come to the land of Vrindavan to search for you will not be disappointed in their quest, in their search, but that you will reveal yourself. So we are also saying, my dear Radharani, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. And let us chant in this mood our last stretch together, or if you obviously feel tired or you wish to be alone for some reason, no problem, you may go, but let us now start by chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadigo Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna.